Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with song and praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. For his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, God, our Father, who didst in the first Christmas make known to us thy seeking, searching, reconciling love, and who in the life and teaching of thy Son, our Savior and Lord, whose name we proudly bear, provide and give to us in language we can readily understand what is the way, the truth, and the life. As in these days of preparation for the celebration of thy coming, we rediscover the greatness and wonder of thy gift to us. May we also discover new ways to bring the blessing of gifts we are able to provide into the lives of those about us and in all the world. In these days, lift our sights beyond the confines of our small worlds in which we hurry back and forth doing the small things that we choose to do, to see the sights of other lands and peoples that in thy will for us also have claim upon our interests, our prayers, our energies, and our resources. Let the experiences of this hour of worship serve as an illustration for us to the end that we may enlarge dramatically the circle of those to whom we proclaim the Christmas joy, to whom we give Christmas gifts, and to whom we send Christmas greetings. In such a spirit, we unite our voices in beseeching once again that thy kingdom may come in all the earth, as we join together in the prayer taught us by him whose birth we anticipate with joy, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Just a short 6 months ago, in a land halfway around the world, I found myself bringing greetings from, quote, the administration, the faculty, and the students of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, end quote. It was on the program that way. To the administration, faculty, students, honored guests, family, friends, and graduation class of the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary. Now, no one of our administration, faculty, or students had actually given me specific greetings to convey to the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary. But let me tell you, they were greeted in your name with love and affection and with emphatic positiveness. For by the time I'd gotten to the seminary in our visit to the Philippine Islands, I knew their desire to receive such greetings was deep and sincere, and evidenced a hunger for Christian relationship with colleagues and fellow Christians around the world, and that it was a desire that was far more than academic formality or custom. In almost every church or conference and meeting that I attended, a Rotary Club, a Philippine-wide Sunday School convention among them, for I was a visiting fireman from very far away and I had many more invitations than I could accept, with rare exception, I was always called upon to bring greetings. I started out taking this rather casually, but I've come home with a new feeling about all this. In fact, I actually asked, and you may be amused a little bit by my having asked for a chapel hour, I actually asked for this chapel hour to have the joy and pleasure of bringing you greetings in Christ from the Philippines. And I suspect you know, before I tell you, that I this time have the authority of administration, faculty, and students of the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary and of many churches, Christian groups, and individuals to do so. Especially in this season, I feel I want to relate the greetings which I bring to the Christmas greetings, the Christmas gifts, the Christmas joy which God originated and which calls forth in all who claim them the spirit of Christmas. And so the greetings which are sent and which I bring are God-created, beautiful, vibrant, enthusiastic, in Christ greetings. I bring them with delight because I am sure you will find joy and blessing in receiving them, and also because I believe and hope deeply that many here will feel compelled this morning to respond in some way to these beautiful people. So, I bring you greetings from the Philippines, a beautiful land of over 7,000 islands, beaches, rivers, mountains, tropical villages, mountain villages, towns, cities, rice farms, markets, and a myriad of other astounding scenes and phenomenon all caught up in their sunsets. And I bring you greetings from a dozen or more Southern Baptist mission stations where there are ministering in our name in a variety of ways some 80 to 90 families, over 150 adults, and perhaps half as many children. such stations as Davao City, where there is located the Mindanao Bible School, such stations as Malong, where in a very remote and distant area, 30 or 40 miles from the reservation on which are located the Stone Age tribe of Haisais, about which you've read much, there is the Southern Baptist College. And such as the Model Farm and Retreat Center in the shadow of Mount Apo, 9,000 feet high and rising majestically out of the Pacific Ocean, which is only 20 miles away. Such as the Southern Baptist Hospital in Mati, the Clark Field Baptist Church at the large Air Force Base 35 or 40 miles north of Manila, or such a station as the Leyte Retreat Ground west of Manila on Bataan, opposite the famous from World War II Corregidor. But especially, I bring you greetings in Christ from the family of the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary, which is in Baguio, and which on its campus has a variety of buildings. And which is presided over by Dr. Grover Tyner, the president, whom you see with his wife. I bring you greetings, too, from students, from faculty, first of all, excuse me, and particularly from one whom many of you will recognize, Bob Page, here in the gown. Bob, a former student of Southeastern Seminary. Bob, a treasurer in this seminary, and also an Old Testament and Hebrew teacher, and in his spare time, a translator into the Philippine languages, one of which is the language of the Igorot Indians who live high in the mountains. And I bring you greetings from the students, Tito Comasing, Jose Fernandez, Ben, Roberto, Ernie, and Betcha, from John Ungao, for whose father, who is also a minister, I preached down in Mati and Mindanao, from Heli Pedroso, from Sonia Silver in Pina, from Mrs. Gordon, Lydia, Sonia and Tini again, and Henry Silbor, and from the very happy group of piano students that my wife taught while we were there, and even more specifically, from the graduates of the Philippine Baptist Seminary of last spring, Angelia Artilo Pacifica. And next to her, Hina Espana Dinapo. And next to her, Catalino Percival Pamplona. Dr. Tyner, of course, the president in the center. And next to him, Lemuel Pacificar Angao, brother to John, who was also president of the student body. And then to the right, Fortunato Padilla Bannacolo and his wife, who you probably would guess had her baby the day after graduation. from these graduates and from all, the greetings that are sent were, I assure you, filled with great love, filled with much joy, filled with interest in you. They ask thousands of questions about you, filled with and expressed with assurance of concern and prayer for you as individuals and for your ministry, but also filled with a kind of loneliness, a kind of a hunger to know you, to relate to you, to communicate with you, to gain from you that which you have discovered in God's kingdom and in your ministry. A kind of a hunger that seems to timidly hope that you might some way touch them, reach out to them. And perhaps, in essence, their greeting is in part sent in the hope that you might respond to it. How happy they will be to know that I have brought their greetings to you, to know that I have asked you to join me in prayer for them, as I will in a moment. And how happy they would be if you were to write to one of them. And I'll give you their addresses and their names if you'd like to. How pleased they would be if you were to take enough interest in them to help them get a book or two, for they have great difficulty in filling out their libraries. And after corresponding with them, you might know the very book they'd like to have. How grateful they would be if perhaps one of you helped one of them with their expenses in theological education. They manage on pitifully little, but they, in their enthusiasm to minister, are willing to make any sacrifice. And sometimes they sacrifice their very bodies in terms of nutritional values which they gain for themselves in order to be able to minister. The conclusion of the greeting which I bring is on tape, which the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary singers produced. As they lead you, will you join me in prayer for them, for the singers and for all the students, for the administration and for the faculty there in Baguio? And perhaps, as you pray for them, you may also want to commit yourself to respond to them in the spirit of Christmas. Respond to them by returning their greetings in tangible form. Perhaps we could send them a tape. Perhaps we might write letters to many of them. Or perhaps you may want to commit yourself to respond to them by supporting them in some way. And possibly, there could be one here this day who would like to respond to them by, sometime in the future, going to them and joining with them in the ministry which they undertake in their land. So may we join reverently and worshipfully as these singers lead us. May the God who created us all bind us closer to Him, to one another, and to all mankind as we go apart from this place. Amen.